Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus is about dental health and the important role that dental hygienists play as part of a dental care team. It's a pleasure to welcome Maria Snow, a dental hygienist with Dentistry in Perth. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's Dental Health Month, actually begins tomorrow, right? And when we celebrate dental hygienists and all the great work that you do. So you must be busy. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Maria.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's start with what is the function of a dental hygienist as part of a dental health team?
Well, a dental hygienist is a regulated health professional who works in a variety of settings, includes private practice, which I practice in, as well as there's opportunities with public health and then hospitals and with long-term care as well.
Okay, so
we basically we're specializing in preventing and oral health problems and disease.
Right. Now, there seems to be a lot more emphasis now, do you think, on dental health in general? I mean, years ago, I don't think dental hygienists were that prevalent. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely because there's a direct, link that, we're finding of, the health of our mouth connected with our overall health. And so there's definitely a lot more focus on that, thankfully. And hoping with this government program that they're coming out to, that it's going to get to, more areas of population to make it accessible for everybody.
Right. So what are you looking for when you look in someone's mouth?
So we do an examination of all your hard tissue, which would include your teeth and as well as the soft tissue of the gums and, checking to make sure that we have an intact, our teeth are working properly, able to chew properly, and just looking for any signs of disease, such as I routinely with my patients, I do an oral cancer screening with every single one at every appointment, just to make sure that there's nothing being missed. And I'm also check blood pressures as well, which is all part of, our medical, assessment and see if there's any changes in the medical history of the patient.
Really? You check blood pressure for teeth? That's interesting.
Yeah, every time. And I know that there's a lot of patients that they're like, why? What does this have to do with my, my teeth? And I was like, well, it's all overall connected. And because if we have an out of control gum disease problem, that can be one of the contributing factors to heart disease.
Okay. Now, are you suggesting that a healthy mouth then means a healthy body and vice versa or what?
Definitely. To me, it's the cornerstone, of our health. It's the biggest opening in the body. So we can tell by a lot with kind of, conditions of gums, like the soft tissues as well, too, could be higher risk if that patient's not healing properly. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to, investigate to making sure that blood sugars are within normal and connection to diabetes.
Interesting. Speaking of that, how does what we put in our mouths, what we eat, how does that affect our oral health?
Definitely has a lot to do with, sugar being the worst culprit with sugary drinks, I'm finding, and acidic type drinks as well too, can contribute to, high cavity rates in the teeth themselves, and then also dental erosion, which is a big thing. And so a lot of like the sports drinks, pops, it just creates a really unhealthy environment for the hard tissue. And, just maintain overall health, and having a healthy, balanced diet, having those, in terms of leafy greens and hard, crunchy foods, such as, our apples and carrots and nuts, like they're detergent foods for our teeth.
Right. I was going to ask what foods do you recommend as good choices and which ones should we avoid? But I think you've already addressed that, haven't you?
But yeah, it's a citrus, you know, like citrus fruits are good. And I also like to educate my patients on, you know, like having the oranges. It's always best to eat, you know, the raw fruit as opposed to the juices, because we'll see a lot of, you know, with young kids coming in and juice, like apple juice, and that can affect the acid, you know, production in the mouth, and then putting them at, you know, at risk for cavities in young children. And so even if it's watered down, but if you were to have something sugary, it's best to wait that 20 minutes to half an hour before you go and brush your teeth, because
The
mouse going through an acid attack for 20 minutes to 30 minutes. So if you go in and brush, like say if you have that glass of orange juice mm-hmm. in the morning and then you go and brush your teeth right after, it's actually could do more damage to the enamel.
Is that right? Now, so, that is something that people would just not know.
With water, yeah, right after, and then wait that 30 minutes.
There's so much to know, isn't there? And that's where you dental hygienists come in. This is fantastic to have you as part of a dental team, for sure. How long have you been in this profession, and why did you want to become a dental hygienist in the first place?
Well, I've been in the dental field for 20 plus years now. I've been a dental hygienist for 18 of them. And then I was a dental assistant for 5 years prior to that. And I think that I knew I wanted to get into healthcare because I love to help people. And I think with the hygiene, like I'm with my patients for, you know, about an hour, you know, and so you really get to know them and just, you know, helping them be a part of, you know, their overall health. It's and I think the people it's what draws me the most. And that's what, you know, I enjoy the most. I have a passion for my profession and I love it.
Right. And getting in there on the preventive end of things, right? Before things can get bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk for a minute about the benefits of keeping our teeth healthy. I mean, other than wanting a nice white smile, right? And how best to do that? What would you suggest are some of the habits or the routines that we can get into?
Well, I think, you know, home care is a crucial part of, you know, the equation of keeping the mouth healthy. And, you know, such as, you know, with regular at least twice a day, you know, brushing and preferably flossing at least once a day. The most important time is at nighttime. To have your most thorough, you know, brushing and flossing, and cleansing of the tongue as well is important. And then, you know, having your routine checkups with the dentist to check for, you know, cavities and, you know, any hard tissue defects. A lot of, I'd say over 40% of patients that we see, you know, I think just with the amount of stress that people are under, are clenching and grinding their teeth a lot.
Is that
and
right?
And so that can have, a big impact on, you know, the overall health of the teeth, you know, like from chipping and breaking. And, you know, because with proper, you know, preventative care, we should be able to keep our teeth for our lifetime.
That's incredible. And, you know, we're living longer now, but our teeth don't seem to last. So I think all the things that you're talking about, I think things are going to turn around for people if they pay attention to their dental health, right?
Well, and to me it should be, and I think I'm hoping that with this, you know, government program that it's going to get access to more people to, you know, so they can keep their teeth and chew their food properly and ward off, you know, diseases of cancer and stuff like that if they're chewing their food properly, you know, so it's all connected.
Right, right.
And it's important.
It sounds like it's a real holistic approach for sure. And great to catch the younger children too and get them into habits, right, and a good routine about it. What do you think about water picks? Are they as effective as dental floss?
Yeah, like I don't like to say it completely eliminates the use of dental floss, but it's definitely like I recommend the water pick quite a bit to some of my patients. And especially with, say, like with my patients that just can't get into the habit of, you know, flossing. There is a new product, like from the Water Pick, where they have a combination of an electric brush and a water pick together. Combined, so it kills two birds with one stone. So it takes out that equation if that patient's just not going to floss.
Right. Now, what do you, a lot of people are reluctant to go to the dentist, right? Do you see that a lot?
There's a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering, what do you say to someone who is nervous about making that dental appointment?
Well, it's, you know, the hardest part I find, and that's just what I say to my patients. I said, you know, you've taken the first step in making that appointment. Okay. And it comes down to communicating with them, taking the time, you know, addressing their anxieties and their concerns. And we really try to keep, you know, like a comfortable environment for the patient where, you know, they're open to ask questions and, you know, you take things step by step, you know, and try to get them over those anxieties. And it's not that it's going to fully go away, but I think it's just having that open communication with them that they feel comfortable asking you, you know, and there's different ways of, you know, there's different levels of sedation that can be done for the patient.
Okay.
You know, too, and pain management is, it's not as barbaric as it used to be in the years where, you know, that's where you hear back from a lot of patients saying, trying to get them over a bad experience.
Right. And things have changed since I was a kid, for sure. And was scary going to the dentist. And, you know, we have these memories, but, you know, it's really, it's almost a pleasant experience now, I would say, because we know we're taking care of our health and this is such a good thing. So the person makes the phone call and you say that's the first step, right, to go to see the dentist. Is the hygienist a good place to start for someone?
I would. That's usually what we'll recommend to book an exam first and just to, and we've even had some patients, you know, where they would just like to come and just check out and meet the staff and see if, you know, they have a good feeling about this is where they want to, you know, use this office as their oral health provider. And it's, you know, and that's a great way to, you know, show them around the office and show them all the, everything that's been taking place, like since COVID has been, you know, where the offices kind of look a little different with the closed off rooms. And, but yeah, like the hygienist, as me, I like seeing them as for the new patient, just to come in and have the exam and just, you know, like just start slowly kind of educating them on the importance of taking care of their mouth.
Right. And so when, how long would the, you said that the appointment with you takes what, almost an hour or something like that? That's very thorough. And then at that point, does the dentist come in and have a peek as well?
Us as the hygienist, we do all of the assessing and all the data collecting. So which involves the exam would include doing a thorough going over of your medical history and checking, you know, if there's any medications and things. And so we would have that, you know, faxed over if there's any at some pharmacies. And then we document existing fillings and then we update any x-rays as required just to check for areas where we can't visually see. And then the dentist comes in near the end and we go over the findings together and work in collaboration with the patients on a treatment plan that's best for their needs.
Now, did you say some sedation is available at Dentistry of Perth if someone needs that?
Yeah, so we have the nitrous oxide sedation as well as there's an oral conscious sedation where you're not completely out, but you're aware of, you know, commands such as, you know, turn left, right. And so then you would need someone to drive you home after that. But patients who have high anxieties and they don't want to be aware of everything that's going on. And that's usually the route that some patients will take if they have a lot of work to be done.
Takes the edge off.
Yes. And then we'll try to get done as much as we can through that appointment, mm-hmm. such as sometimes we've done were, you know, cleanings and while they're sedated and then any filling work or any other oral surgeries that may be required.
Sounds good. So April coming up tomorrow is the beginning of National Oral Health Month. And of course, we're celebrating from the April 4th to the 10th, we're celebrating National Dental Hygienist Week and spreading the word about all the good things that you people do and the very important role that you have as part of a dental team. Do you have any last minute thoughts for us that you'd like to say that we haven't covered yet?
I don't think so. I think we've, you know, that, you know, like I think that it's important to make that call. If you've been procrastinating on it, you'll be happy that you did, you know,
yeah.
And just start, you know, the process of just making sure and ultimately we just want to just keep everything stable, you know, for the patient. So if there's any hesitant that we'll take good care of you. So. And we'll just take it one step at a time.
Sounds good, Maria. Thank you so much for your time today. We better let you get back to work. You're in between patients, I understand.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah. Great job. Keep up the good work there at Dentistry of Perth. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, take care.
You as well. My guest is Maria Snow. She's a dental hygienist with Dentistry of Perth or at Perth. Sorry, Dentistry at Perth. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.